Building Faith Podcast by Chris Reese Ministries is a podcast to bring you biblical solutions to life's tough challenges. For more tools, tips, and teachings, check out our community by going to chrisreese.com. That's K-R-I-S-R-E-E-C-E.com. Most professionals agree that narcissists can't change. I don't believe that's true. I believe that narcissists can change. And today I want to talk to you about why I disagree with that. I also want to talk to you about the three caveats of narcissism and the guidelines that will help you to determine if your narcissist is redeemable. Well, hey, my friend, welcome back to another edition of the Building Faith Podcast, where it is my hope to bring you biblical solutions to life's tough challenges. So if you are not already subscribed, would you go ahead and do that? And hey, if you get a chance, I would greatly appreciate if you would leave a review on whatever platform you are listening. Before I dive in, I want to let you know that the information that I'm giving you isn't based upon statistical info or popular psychology, but rather my own opinion and experience. I've seen a lot of narcissists in my day. I've experienced firsthand, personally and professionally, the damage that a narcissist can do to your physical, emotional, mental, and even spiritual health. And in many cases, there can be lifelong side effects. And for me to make such a bold, contradictory statement, I want to ask you to let me break down some informal levels of narcissists and help you to determine if your narcissist is redeemable or beyond hope. The first is the ignorant narcissist. The ignorant narcissist is typically unaware of their destructive behaviors. They are likely emotionally immature and haven't been taught properly. Now, this doesn't excuse their behavior, but there's some hope here with a big if attached, and we're going to get to that if in a moment. Think of these ignorant narcissists almost as children. Now, the next is the arrogant. The arrogant is another level up, and this narcissist recognizes their wrongdoing, yet continues to make decisions that only work in their favor. Arrogant isn't limited to that overt narcissist. Arrogance simply describes the lack of care that a person has regarding their actions. And this person likely knows exactly what they're doing and doesn't care unless it impacts them. More on that in a moment. The malignant narcissist. Well, this one is the most troublesome of all. And this narcissist is solidified in their beliefs that life is all about them. And they will trample on anyone in their way and they don't care who it impacts. These people are highly abusive, and they actually can derive pleasure from hurting others. They will stop at nothing to lie and manipulate to get what they want. And while many people in narcissistic relationships jump to the assumption that that's it, their narcissist is malignant, please understand that this is very rare, and it is a very, very small percentage of the narcissists out there. So, now that we've broken down these informal levels of narcissism, let's look at how likely your narcissist is to change. There's hope if their life is impacted in a negative way. There's hope if there's a risk that they'll lose something that's important to them. For example, your love, time, affection, money, companionship, etc. There's hope if they are an ignorant or an arrogant narcissist. Now remember, narcissists are very self-centered individuals. They only care what's in it for them. And this is where your boundaries can prove helpful. They will often fall in line, albeit reluctantly, if there is a great risk of loss for them. Just keep in mind that any behavior changes that they may adopt are just going to be temporary. If they find someone or something else to meet that need, my friend, they're likely going to ditch you in a heartbeat. And the longer and the more grounded they are in their ways, the less likely they are to see the error of them. And just keep in mind that if you are using or relying upon this narcissist for your unmet needs, this is all going to backfire. So does this mean that only low-level narcissists have hope in changing? Well, of course not. Despite popular psychology, I believe that all things are possible with God. God can redeem anyone at any time, and that includes the narcissist, the ignorant, the arrogant, and yes, even the malignant. But here's what I don't want you to get hung up on. Hope for the sake of hope. What do I mean? Yes, put your hope in God, but that does not mean that you tolerate evil, toxic behavior all in the name of hope. That would be an acceptance and an enablement of evil on your part. Think of narcissism as you would any other sin. If someone in your life is sinning against you and unrepentant, don't slap a label of hope on it and say, I believe they can change. In Matthew 7:15, Jesus tells us that we will know them by their fruit. And yes, the scripture was referring to identifying false prophets, but I believe it also pertains to people in general. We can be easily fooled by someone's words, but their actions show who they are. A tree struggling to bear fruit may need some pruning and a little extra TLC, but a tree refusing to bear fruit needs to be treated as such. So, what are you dealing with? Is this someone who is struggling, who sees the error of their ways and wants to change? This will likely be a very bumpy road, but there's some hope here. Is this someone who is dealing with a lower level of narcissism and willing to see where they're going wrong, even if it's just a little bit at a time? Then there's hope here. If you are struggling to be in a relationship with a narcissist, a good support system is crucial. And if you need a Christian counselor, I want you to check out our sponsor, Faithful Counseling. They will pair you with the right counselor just for you. And if you use the link that I've included in the show notes, or you can even find it on the website, chrisreese.com, with that link, you will receive 10% off of your first month's counseling. Now, just remember, narcissists don't grow out of narcissism. They actually grow into it. Their traits get worse without God's intervention and serious boundaries. And they are masters at making you believe what they say, despite what they do. That's why I want to invite you to jump on over to episode 230 to learn about the 4 steps that helped me escape gaslighting. And be sure to grab your free Toxic People Survival Guide. My friend, this is my gift to you to help you identify and deal with all the difficult people in your life. I'll go ahead and include a link in the show notes, or you can jump on over to chrisreese.com to grab that valuable resource today. Thank you for listening to the Building Faith Podcast. Remember to subscribe. For more resources mentioned in this podcast, go to chrisreese.com. While you're there, help us keep the Building Faith Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or by making a one-time donation. Well, my friend, until next time, remember, all things are possible with God.